All right, now we're getting into Stardust. And Stardust is a very difficult tune. It's also a very challenging tune. It's even challenging for some of the intermediate players. So we're going to try to give you a brief explanation of how this thing really works. Now, the main chord that I want to explain to you that we're going to be dealing with is going to be the lowering of the fourth string half a tone and the raising of the first string half a tone, along with lowering our sixth with our sixth pedal. Okay? Now, the way we're going to do this, we're going to do, first of all, we're going to show you the intro to the tune. Okay? And I did this solo. If you've listened to the album, you know I did this solo, the intro. Okay? We're going to start off in an F major 6, which will be on our A fret. And we're going to show you how this is done. We're going to use both the lowering of the fourth and the raising of the first, and then we're going to lower the sixth string. Okay? Now, here's the first one, which is F major 6. Okay, now we're going to go to the G position, and we're going to raise our fourth string a half a tone. Then we're going to release that fourth string and hit that same string in the same position. And then we're going to go to the F position and just make an F6. Then we're going to lower and grab our 5, 6, and 7 string, and we're going to lower the fifth. We're going to lower the fifth string a half a tone and the sixth string a half tone. Then we're going to make a C major 6. Again, we lower the sixth string a half a tone and lower the fourth a half a tone. And we also raise the first a half a tone. And also the sixth pedal raises the second string. So if you strum all the way across it, you'll get this sound. Okay, now, we're going to change over now and go to an overhead shot where you'll be able to see most of the pedals being moved down on the floor. And as we go along, we're going to try to explain to you what we did on this particular tune. Okay? Okay, now we're going to play the head of the tune for you. We got in the other part now. I think you can see the floor pedals that we're going to be using. And what we're going to do, we're going to explain the knee levers that we're using primarily. But we'll mention some of the floor pedals that we're using here. Okay, now, we start this tune off in the E minor position, which is our G fret, and we're using the second, third, and fourth strings. And actually what we do, we'll make a climb up from two frets. But now I'm going to show you how we use this and what we lower. After we leave that G fret, that E minor, and move it up to the next one, we lower the fourth string a half a tone. And then when we go up to the A part, we keep that fourth string lowered, and then we bring in our sixth pedal, which raises our second string. And that gives us our F major 6. Let's do it again. Then we go to just a regular F6, down in our F position. And then we go back up to that, and we lower that fourth string, and we lower that sixth string, and we raise that second string a half tone, then we raise the first string a half tone. Now we go to the F position up high, an octave higher, and we use the sixth and the seventh pedal, and we strum up to the fourth string to give us an F minor. Hear that? Then we go back to our position there of our F major 6. Going to go to another F minor, but we're going to get it in a different position. Here we're going to use our fifth pedal, and it will be on our G sharp position. And we'll strum from the eighth up to the five. Hear those? Now we're going to go to our G position. We're going to go ahead and engage our sixth pedal, and we're going to hit the second, third, and fourth strings. But now we're going to use that fourth, lowering that fourth, and then letting it up. We're going to get it. Hear that? Now we're going to use the fifth pedal to get our sixth chord, which would be our A7. Hear that? Now when we slide that thing up to here, we shift off of that fifth pedal, go to our sixth pedal, and then we lower our fourth and raise our first string and our second string, and we get this sound. Get the this minor nine climb down, actually from a major seventh. And there we're going up and we're getting into an F position here. Now let me show you how we did that. It's not real difficult. We go up to our C position and we get our strings 7, 4, 6, and 9. And then just hit the third, no pedals engage. Then drop down 2 frets and engage our fifth and sixth pedal and do the same string combination. Then we lower it with a knee lever. Lower that third string with a knee lever. Now we're going to grab that old minor 9 concept here where we have the 4th string lowered and the 6th string lowered, and we're going to grab 4, 6, and 9, and we're just going to move down 1 fret to give us that sound, okay? That's another minor 9 sound, okay? All right, now we're going to go to another part of the tune, and we're going to be in the G position. Now, all I did there was just make a little old climb up from the 4 with the 4th up to the 3rd string, and 1 fret, and then back 1. But then I raised the 4th string a half a tone. And then if you'll hear on the album, I use a little, what we call an arpeggio. All right, that little arpeggio into that augmented is nothing more than just going over to our 6th and 7th pedal and letting off of that 3rd string, lowering that 3rd string half tone. All right, now, again, here, we lower that 5th string, half a tone, a full tone, and that gives us a real nice major 7th. Now we're going to go to the 6th chord here. Here again, we engage the 5th pedal, and we're going to use strings 2, 3, and 5. Of course, 5 is lowered only a half a tone. We did all of that by just climbing that up to our G position, coming out of our F position with our lowering of the fifth string a half a tone. But now we're going to do something a little bit different. Now we're going to go to our second chord, our number 2 chord, which would be D, but we're going to have the 6th pedal engaged. But we're also going to lower the 5th a full tone with that up lever that I have here. Now we're going to go to a G major 7th. A G 7th, I'm sorry. Now we're going to run a diminished by just hitting our 5 and 6th pedal and strumming up to our 3rd and then to an augmented. All right, let's do that again. There's that 7th with the 4th raised, our diminished, releasing that 4th so it'll come back to its normal position, and then just moving up one and leaning off our 5th pedal onto our 6th and lowering the 3rd a half a tone and moving our bar up one. Then again, we start the same thing again, way that we did in the beginning. We start off with our, actually in an E minor, with 2, 3, and 4, and then move it up one, lower the 4th a half a tone, keep our 4th lowered, keep moving it, and then raise our 2nd string a half tone, and we grab the 1st again, down here that major, F6, coming out of an F major 6 into an F6, then climbing back up to that A position there where we lower that 4th string half a tone, and also raise our 1st string half a tone. Of course, we got the 2nd raised, and the 6th is lowered. Now we're going to go to that F minor in that octave position. All right, then we go back down in our A position, in on the A fret there, and we lower our 6th, we get our 6th pedal involved, and also we lower our 4th, and we raise our 1st string. Now we grab that F minor with that 5th pedal by just moving our bar down one, and strumming from the 8th string up to the 5th. And then we do that with the 6th pedal, and on just strings 4 and 3 and 5, 2, and all we get. Now we're going to go to that 6th chord. That's using our 5th pedal, keeping our bar in the G position, and then bringing it up to our B position by shifting off. Now notice we pull off of that pedal right there, the 5th pedal, and we stay on the 6th pedal there, and we lower our fourth a half a tone, and we raise our second a half a tone. All right, here again is that F major seventh climb down. Again, what we did here is come out of the F major seventh, and then we went to a diminished form here, which is in our B flat position, and then grabbed that third string and lowered half a tone with the knee lever. Hit our fourth string, and then, all right, now we're in the, that minor nine concept, which is a D minor nine. Now we're gonna go up to a E minor nine. Now we're gonna start off in the G in the F position and climb it up to the G position by hitting three, five, and eight. That's all we do right there, is that particular movement. Then we go. Now here we go back to the G position and we lower the fifth string a full tone. And then go up to our C position and grab two and three and five, no pedals. And then go to our sixth chord, which is gonna be in the G position. Just lower the fifth string a half a tone. Then we get that same sound that we did at first. Now this is the same thing as the kickoff was. And there you have it. And it's not all that difficult, but it is a challenge for the intermediate player. I think you will really, really enjoy that tune, and it'll be a challenge to you, and I think you'll really enjoy trying to figure that out. And it's a good tune to play, especially if you have to play it on at a cocktail party. Okay? All right. Now we're going to get ready for our next tune, which is...